Welcome to the Maritime Executives Podcast Series, In the Know. I'm Tony Munoz, Editor-in-Chief. Our Executive Corner podcast will provide conversations with top executives concerning events and issues that are shaping our industry today. We will also bring you up to speed with the latest news and editorials covered by the Maritime Executive.
Welcome to the Maritime Executive Magazine Podcast. I'm Paul Benecki. For this edition, I spoke with Frank Cole, CEO of maritime technology firm Transys, for his views on the future of electronic navigation. Unlike some of his competitors, Coles doesn't believe that futuristic autonomous ships hold much promise, and he points to the value of the human factor on board. However, he does think that mariners need more assistance on the bridge, including a new form of sophisticated computerized assistance that Transys is launching this year. Will this change the future of navigation? Listen in to find out more.
So, let's say I'm a watchstander on the bridge, and I'm using a Transys Ectus model that includes the new thesis package. I'm driving along. It sounds like the package is also monitoring all the things that I do, all the control actions that I take. If I, you know, go to full ahead, it logs that carefully, and it analyzes that too. How do you expect crew to respond to this level of computerized oversight and monitoring? Is this something that you think will be something of an obstacle in terms of uptake?
Well, not, I mean, that's always an age-old feedback in this industry, but, you know, the mariners are the users, but the decision-makers are actually back in the office.
They don't get to have a choice about it.
But the other thing is, let's not forget, we've had voyage data recorders that can provide post-voyage analysis, albeit somewhat crudely compared to real-time analysis, which is what we're talking about. And we're not there to, provide an oversight, but more a decision support. You're going to get a better result from a real-time analysis of a situation than you're going to if you wait till the end of the voyage, download the voyage data information, call the master into the office and go through it and say, well, why did you do this? You could have done this. But really what we're looking at is an ecosystem infrastructure for decision support for safe navigation. By that I mean, think aviation, but not saying we're copying aviation. But why shouldn't the master share information with the office, and the office share information with the master, and the same information be available to coastal surveillance and port surveillance? Technology is an enabler. It's not a full solution on its own. We still have a long way to go before the regulatory authorities, the ship owners, the operators are prepared to start removing people. So at least let's provide them with decision support first.
What about market uptake? Are you seeing a lot of interest from ship owners for this particular product?
I mean, it's fairly new. And of course, customers all around the world are taking a lot of interest. I mean, you see, when we put this in front of a customer, we're talking about taking his navigation equipment, his Ectus, his charts, his passage planning, his cybersecurity, his management of all of his applications for routing, his communications, and putting it on one bill, one solution. And you're also appealing to several stakeholders in the office. So when the light goes on, it's, oh, I don't have five invoices anymore. I don't have five different fragmented solutions. Yeah, I'm really interested.
Does this include the SATCOM connection
as
well?
Yes, it does.
So in essence, Transys is stepping directly into that business too. It's not just the SATCOM uplink for the navigational equipment and the business processes, right? Isn't it just the whole thing?
It's the whole thing. I mean, I think, you know, the SATCOM industry is ripe for consolidation. It has not been transparent enough. It's time for the reality to set in that really what's going to drive this is the data and the applications and the analytics of the decision support. We're not competing with the VSAT providers. We are providing what is really a unique service, a complete package. So it's one price. And in fact, the way it's structured at the moment is you can pretty much get all of A-Suite plus the Ectuses and the airtime for the same price as they're selling just airtime today. Think of the way the cable industry is here today. Yeah. Think of T-Mobile, how they're wrapped in Netflix. Comms on its own is kind of irrelevant.
Looking forward, you've been working on this with Transys for 2 years. Where do you see yourself 2 years from now?
Well, we're already in collaboration with JRC, for instance, and with others, where we see the ability to start to collaborate with others so that we can provide the same tools for them to use in their navigation systems. Because it's not about transit as much as it's about the industry. Look, let's face it. Communications has commoditized itself to death. ECTIS and navigation hardware is commoditizing itself. Marine equipment is commoditizing itself. It's going to be in the data and the analytics, and it's going to be in creating a service model that for the industry.
Looking at the broader market picture, you forecasted consolidation in the SATCOM sector.
Hmm.
But Rolls is definitely making noises that it is going to spin off its marine division, and there will be some consolidation in that side of things.
Yeah.
Is that going to create much change in the market?
Well, they're obviously, both companies you mentioned, and ABB and Kongsberg, and that, they're significantly larger with a broader spectrum of products and hardware. So I don't like making comparisons to the aviation all the time, but if you look at the aviation industry, there's principally two aircraft manufacturers, principally two engine manufacturers, principally two or three people who make avionics for aircraft. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't head in that direction.
And if we do, what does Transys look like in that future environment? Is it also a more multifaceted organization with a broader product range, or is it still going to retain this focus on maritime solutions and specifically, you know, navigational and business?
Definitely. I would say at this point our strategic focus and in the medium term horizon is software solutions for safe navigation, to put it, you know. And you know, our three cores are the ship to the office navigation, traffic control or surveillance, and simulation, which is training by another name. And that's how we see this coming together. I mean, we were three different divisions, and now we are one product linked together in the cloud.
Since this is linked together, if you wanted to do after voyage simulation, so if you wanted to review, say, a particular evolution with an officer of the watch, could you do that in a Transys full mission simulator?
Absolutely.
So if maybe there was a close call, or maybe just an opportunity for learning, that occurred on one of your vessels, I could come to Transys and say, hey, I'd like to play this back. You know, here's all the data that we have. It's in the cloud.
Yes.
And have the officer run through that same evolution on a full mission simulator. I could do that.
Absolutely. We've done it before already, but now much more connected. And I mean, if you think about it, a full mission bridge has an instructor in the back room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's changing the weather and he's changing the environment as the simulator is going through its evolutions. Take out the instructor and instead take that Cat5 cable, connect it to a satellite, and your simulator is driving the ship, or the ship's driving the simulator.
So really, actually, this could be just as easily repurposed for remote control.
Yes.
This is the future, right? Yeah, this is
absolutely
out there still. Maybe that's not something that you're as focused on, but it's a technological possibility that's already baked in.
Absolutely. That
could in the future
be
simply rolled out.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for listening to In the Know, the Maritime Executive Magazine podcast. I'm Paul Benecki. We hope you'll join us again for our next exciting discussion on maritime technology, business, and policy. In the meantime, please visit us online at www.maritime-executive.com for the latest news and views from around the industry.